Shoftim Perikid Aleph Pasuk Chof Tes. So Yiftach has sent long exchanges to the king of Ammon, explaining to him why it was a historic mistake for him to try to take land from Eretz Yisrael and from the Jewish people, and why it would be a heavenly mistake, because the God of Israel has given us this territory. We won it from Sihon back in the day, and you're not going to get it. Go back to Chemosh, your God, and try to get something from him. But he didn't listen. He didn't respond. And so the time for talking is over. And so upon Yiftach came the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It infused him with energy. It infused him with commitment. It infused him with a sense of rightness of what he was about to do. And so he crossed over from Mitzpah, where he was before, where he had made his speech, and where he had set up his encampment. He crossed through the Transjordan, through the territory of Gilad and Menasheh, Vayavar es Mitzpeh Gilad, Mitzpeh Gilad Avar B'nei Ammon. And so he passed Mitzpeh Gilad, or crossed over Mitzpeh Gilad, and from Mitzpeh Gilad, he then crossed over into the territory of Ammon itself. Ammon, no surprise, was located where the city of Amman in Jordan is now, kind of north-central Jordan, not that far across the Yarden River, in towards Saudi Arabia, which is further east. The country of Jordan is not exactly a mirror image of Eretz Yisrael. It is bigger, it is wider. It's interesting that in the Great Division in 1948, when the sides were given different countries, the Jewish settlement in Eretz Yisrael was a lot smaller than the one that was given to Jordan, where the Jordanians, aka Palestinians, were supposed to settle, and yet they don't see it that way, and many refugees stuck around, and we're not going to get into politics on that. But now Yiftach is going into Ammon proper, and the biggest city, Rabbas Ammon, he's going to attack, and he's going to take them down. They have no heavenly help, the Ammonites, and Gidon is the chosen leader who's going to defeat them. But he now makes his tragic mistake, which is one of the reasons Yiftach is so well remembered. And so, as Yiftach is going out to war on behalf of the entire Jewish people, asking God for victory and giving Hashem credit for any victory that's going to be had, so Yiftach is a righteous man, but many of the Chazal denote him as an unlearned man. He was righteous, but he was not so well learned that he knew the consequences of what he was about to do. And so he offers up a vow to God, which is something that at times can be very appropriate if it's something fulfillable. But in this case, he says, "Im nason titen es b'nei Ammon biyodi, if you give over the children of Ammon into my hand, laman aleph, v'hoya hayotze asher yetze midalse vesi likrosi, and it shall be that whatever," he doesn't actually say whomever, he says whatever emerges, comes out from the doors of my house to greet me, when I return, v'shuvi v'shalom ibnei Ammon, when I return in peace from fighting against Ammon, v'hoya la'ashem, and it will be to God. He makes it hekdesh, he makes a question of me'ilah, that he would not be able to use it for himself. He dedicates it wholly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ha'alisihu olah. And it's not bad enough that he said that it's going to be dedicated to God. He also said, and I am going to offer it up as an olah. And carbon olah, something that is entirely consumed by the fire for Hashem, without any human being allowed to use any of it. Now, immediately, the Chazal all comment that this was a big mistake. Now, the Mitzudas David gives him credit. Mitzudas David says that this item that should be Kodesh LaHashem, B'ha'alisihu, Oz Akrivu Ola, Im Yihyeh Davar HaRa'i La'Ola, only if it is something that can be brought as a carbon Ola. And the Torah is very specific in Sefer Vayikra as to what can be an Ola and what cannot. According to the Mitzudas David's basic Pashat understanding of him, then he was only offering up that which could be offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what if it's not Ra'i for an Ola? So the Radak gets into this, and he says, so there is then, therefore, a problem. If one dedicates something as an Ola, which can't be an Ola, then this Neder may not even be a true nether. It would certainly have been voidable later on. And one can always void a nether with the right chacham, the right bezdin, to go talk to them and explain the circumstances under which the nether was made, why it can't be fulfilled. The chazal are supposed to ask you, if you knew this would be the consequence, would you have made such a nether? And you say no. We learn in the Gemara, the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says we can void virtually any nether that way. In this case, however, there's going to be a tragic connection, a combination of circumstances, which is going to cause this never to come up. Now, the Gemara in Gemara Tainis says three people made inappropriate requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, said, whichever girl pours me the water, she will be for Yitzchak as a wife. That, what if it turned out that it was an inappropriate woman? Shaul, King Shaul said, whoever defeats Goliath gets my daughter as a wife. What happens if a mamzer or somebody kills Goliath? So that was also a problem. And then Yiftach. Yiftach said, whatever comes out of my house should be an ola. And the Gemara says that Eliezer and Shaul, who asked for a proper spouse for someone in that situation, for a child, in that situation, they got a good response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yiftach on the other one did not. And there's different explanations as to why Yiftach was different from the other two. Some of the Achronim point out, Eliezer was trusting in the merits of Avraham Yitzchak. Shaul was trusting in Hashem that the salvation for the entire nation would not come from an improper person. But Yiftach just said, whatever comes out of my house. So it's a nether that is really much more random in the possibilities than the other nedarim that were made. The Kli Yakar says also, his vow was worded differently because he said, a neder la Hashem. When one is bringing Kavod Shemayim into the equation, you have to be very, very careful what you say. The Rif says that Eliezer and Shaul were both praying for proper spouses for Yitzchak, for Michal. And in this case, all Bashert and the Shidduch matters are in Hashem's hands in the first place. So if it's divinely decreed, then the right man is going to show up, or the right girl in this case would show up and pour the water. Yiftach should have been more concerned. He wasn't doing something that was entirely in Hashem's hands. He was saying, whatever comes out of my house, that could be a very scary thing. There are many different reasons why Shaul and Eliezer were answered, but Yiftach, on the other hand, did not. He was careless with his words, and it is considered in several Mefarshim that, in a manner of speaking, he angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not being more careful. And as a result, tragedy is going to ensue. We'll hear very little about the battle, and much more about that tragedy upcoming.